Hello, this is Allison.
And Jonathan Davis.
And we're here in celebration of our nation's 228th anniversary of the signing of the Constitution. So what exactly is the Constitution?
Well, the Constitution is a living document that governs the United States.
It was replaced by it replaced the Articles of Confederation. So what starts out the Constitution? It's the preamble, the first sentence of the Constitution. It states, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish the Constitution for the United States of America." So who wrote it? Who was the author? So the primary author of the Constitution was James Madison, dubbed the Father of the Constitution. There were other committees and delegates who were also a huge part in writing it. And that would be the Committee of Detail, which includes delegates such as John Rutledge and Oliver Ellsworth, just to name a few. And also the Committee of Style, which included delegates such as Alexander Hamilton and William Johnson. Other notable influential delegates include Benjamin Franklin and George Washington. George Washington was the president of the Constitutional Convention and presided over the convention. So the document was created during the Philadelphia Convention, or as we know today as the Constitutional Convention. It is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the Assembly Room of the Pennsylvania State House, or again, as we know today, as Independence Hall. And this was where the Declaration of Independence was signed. It convened from May 25th to September 17th, 1787, and the Constitution was signed on the last day of the convention. So just a brief overview of what the Constitution is. It replaced the Articles of Confederation, which was the framework for government before the Constitution. It was ratified on June 21st, 1788, and became the official framework of the government of the United States. It established separation of powers, checks and balances. It created national government consisting of three branches: legislative, executive, and judicial. It also created a division of federal and state power, which divided power between the federal government and the states. This created federalism, which limits the power of the federal government to what is written in the Constitution. Powers not delegated to federal government are, nor prohibited to states, are reserved for the states or for the people. It gives power to the states to keep the federal government from becoming too powerful, as it was in the pre-revolution colonies under King George III. And it also protects various individual liberties of American citizens. The Constitution protects the personal liberty of citizens from intrusions by the government. So after a couple years, the Bill of Rights, or the first 10 amendments or changes to the Constitution, were added. It was adopted shortly after the adoption of the Constitution in response to states' concerns about the Constitution's lack of protections for individual rights. The Bill of Rights were ratified on December 15th, 1791. A cherry-picked list of these amendments would be the First Amendment, which grants us freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of religion, freedom to peacefully assemble. Amendment 2, right to keep and bear arms. And Amendment 10, which states, "The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or the people, or to the people."
I would like to add that there have been 27 amendments to the Constitution since its signing. The first 11 were added in the 18th century, and they include the Bill of Rights. And the 12th through the 15th were added in the 19th century. A highlight of that would be the 13th, which freed all slaves. The 16th through the 27th were added in the 20th century. And out of those, the 18th Amendment is the only amendment to be repealed, and there have been no new amendments since 1982. Now, what is the Constitution to everyday Americans? Well, to me, the Constitution is important to the citizens and myself of the United States because it governs the United States' three branches of government, guarantees individual freedoms while limiting the power of government through a system of checks and balances, and puts that power in the hands of the people. It is also important to me because it has created a peaceful system of government that has stood the test of time. Knowing my children live in a stable nation where we can pursue life and liberty without threat is worth supporting. In America, we sometimes take our security for granted. Citizens of other nations across the globe are not so fortunate, and they look to America for leadership, protection, and stability. Why is it important to you?
Well, these freedoms allow us to do so much that so many other countries, their citizens cannot do. They make us the freest country in the world. So with these freedoms, we're able to live the American dream. We're able to grow from the bottom up and decide what we want to do instead of being told what we want to do. So with that, the American dream, I mean, with these freedoms, I'm able to come here to Southeast Missouri State and study to become a historic preservation major and get to work in the field of my choice. Many countries don't have a good education system simply because of the lack of freedoms. So we definitely do enjoy so much. We do take it for granted, but we're able to attract so many new citizens. That's why we're called the melting pot, and create such a diverse country. So the closing thought I have is, what does the Constitution mean to you?